What is going on, guys? Welcome back to the Headless Chicken Podcast.
Hello.
I am your host, I almost said Cheeky Hands Down. I'm your host, Pasty Mama or James. Coasting with me as always, Lord Rooster.
Hello.
And coming in from parts unbeknownst still somehow to the common populace, it is legendary special guest, Blue Milk. How's it going?
Pretty good.
Pretty good. Ready for this pod? Ready for this episode?
Yep.
All right. Let's just jump into it, because we got a lot of little bits to get to. I don't know if you guys know, but this last Thursday or something was Disney Plus Day, where basically we got a bunch of information on a lot of stuff that's coming to Disney Plus exclusively, including a bunch of announcements. One of them being, and we're just going to start rattling through them. First one I got here is the Agatha Harkness show. Agatha House of Harkness. that's officially in development. No.
That one's going to be pretty fun.
I think that's going to be awesome, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez. I wonder what other titles they went with. Also, like, Agatha, Are You Afraid of the Hark? Or what else? I guess that's it.
That's the one. That's the only one.
That's it. And they're like, yeah, let's go with the other one.
Yeah, yeah. But, I mean, a full show for Catherine Hahn to just go off on, I'm all down.
Yeah.
Another thing that they announced, another little one, is that Marvel Zombies is officially in development. I assume an animated, like, full show of Marvel Zombies. That's legit happening, which is cool.
Yeah, I watched that episode.
Yeah. They have an episode of What If. Yeah. Did you finish the whole series?
No, I have two more left.
Not yet. Dang. I haven't finished.
But pretty good. Pretty good. I mean, there are a bunch of, like, lame old Marvel jokes, but pretty good.
Yeah.
Like, kinda, really just like, what is this? This is Avengers humor, bro. This is wild.
Yeah, some phase one Marvel quits. Yeah.
But it's still pretty good, so.
Yeah.
What's this new one supposed to be? A new series?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think it's a
That's
show.
What I think.
I can try.
Probably a limited series.
Yeah.
A limited run. They're kind of going the route, basically like the comic book route, where they're just like, we're just gonna do a bunch of stuff, and you guys just follow along where you want. we will have this Marvel Zombies thing, but you don't have to worry about it if you don't want to. House of Harkness, you'll enjoy it more if you.
No way. I hope they drop the biggest
they probably will.
in Agatha House of Harkness.
I mean, that's what they did with Blink.
Some rando episode too.
Yeah, dude. But yeah, I like what they're doing.
Yeah. Oh, me too. Me too, for sure. Well, I mean, speaking of shows, bro, they're also bringing back the old '90s X-Men show.
They're
doing a revival of that on Disney Plus as well, which is crazy, dude. That's super exciting because, I mean, might as well. That's the dope. I haven't watched a ton of it, but I remember liking that show whenever I did. So, and more X-Men, dude.
X-Men, and it's Marvel X-Men.
Yeah,
so.
It's Marvel X-Men.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Start getting those X-Men juices flowing in the Marvel
X-Men
studios.
Yeah, get them X-Men juices. Hey, when do you reckon they're gonna show up in a movie? When's that happening?
Oh man,
whose movie is that gonna be?
I don't know, dude. Because you got Fantastic Four has to happen first. I think Fantastic Four happens first, and then
I mean they'll start sprinkling,
even just a
sprinkling
quick
them
sprinkle,
in.
Yeah,
they're gonna start sprinkling them up
in.
Now.
Yeah, they'll still
I think they start now,
in.
Dude.
Okay, so tell me right now, what is your pick right now for the first sprinkling of X-Men in a Marvel
movie? Oh man,
movie?
They're gonna get. I don't think they'll do the Wolverine. I think they'll do something wacky.
No,
and
like,
it could just be something in the background.
They
or,
like
I don't
doing
know, some
weird
meetings,
like weird, like Jeez.
I mean, I don't know.
I don't know. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if, like, a Cyclops turned up.
Yeah, maybe a Cyclops, but, or maybe, like, a... But well, I mean, they have used old boy Quicksilver before.
Oh, what I'm asking is what Marvel movie are they going to sprinkle into?
Okay.
So, like, Doctor probably Strange.
Probably Ant-Man. No.
Maybe Ant-Man a little bit.
I wouldn't say Thor.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Maybe Guardians, Loki. I could definitely see, because it's Guardians and they're just wild.
Maybe like Secret Invasion or something. Something weird. You know, one of those lower, like, not lower, Secret Invasion is going to be dope. But one of those, like, maybe like on a Disney Plus thing. They'll be like, oh, you're a mutant? So? Weird.
How much you want to bet Captain Marvel 2, bro?
Dude, probably probably feels a good right. way to bring people in. That is the best bet right there. I bet
that would be a wild. One.
Like, guys, we're committed to Captain Marvel 2. It's, you know, not our most popular. What can we do to, like, you know, pump up them numbers?
Yeah, we need so a little.
That's
boost.
A great bet. Yeah, that's a great bet.
Miss Marvel. I could see them. Yeah, but like a really low-key, like third tier X-Men team up with her. Like, that's what I could see with her.
Dude, I don't even know, bro. I think it's like, really? Oh, I think it's like Scott Summers. You see like Scott Summers, like, for a second, bro, which is Cyclops, which is Cyclops normally. Like, I don't think you're going to even see any action with a mutant in the first time we see them. Unless it's like, oh, them for a second, but then, like, bounce out, dude. You know?
Yeah.
I think it's going to be one of those situations for sure. I don't know which project, though. That's the thing. I have no clue. They could drop it literally any time.
Yeah.
I'm hesitant to say anything pre-Fantastic Four, though, if I'm being honest. Just because that's already... So monumental, dude, and bringing in mutants is a whole other level. So I don't know. Maybe they use Fantastic Four.
Maybe that's what they do first to is like bring show them in. Some other mutant.
Yeah.
But yeah, man.
Have you?
What's taking so
guys
long
watched
with that Fantastic Four, man?
Shang-Chi or Eternals?
I haven't. No, have not.
No, have you?
Either of them?
Yeah, none.
No. Oh, okay. Cool. I didn't know yet because I haven't. But Kelly told us the Eternals. Post credit scene. That one. They're getting wild, dude.
They are getting wild, dude. Yeah, but they're getting crazy.
Anyways, we'll continue. Sorry.
Yeah. What did you say, Rooster? Right at the end.
I don't remember.
Damn.
Damn. My bad.
No, it's all good.
But yeah. X-Men, man. X-Men animated series. Yeah, yeah. Huge. Sticking to animation, bro. We got an announcement. This is a legendary announcement for a project called Cars on the Road.
Oh, yeah.
Which apparently will feature Owen Wilson. Oh, yeah. And Larry Cable Guy. And Owen Wilson coming back as
Anton Mater,
Lightning
dude.
McQueen, bro. But yeah. The iconic duo, the dynamic duo that we've all been waiting for another.
You listeners should have heard it, man. We were this close to having an emergency pod thanks to Pasty, cheeky Pasty.
Listen, dude, but Cars on the Road. You thought Lightyear was gonna be good, bro. You don't even know, dude. Just wait for Cars on the Road.
I am actually pretty excited for them to tackle Cars again.
Yeah, even though, like, what if they could do it good?
Even one time.
But it's weird, it keeps getting chances.
Yeah, it gets the most chances. It's weird. Yeah, the most.
It must just make bank.
I mean, it's the easiest to make, like, toys and stuff, I imagine.
You know what? It's probably the soup's easy to animate, too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Easy to animate, easy toys.
They've been doing cars.
I mean, it's a car.
One,
it's a block,
eyes,
bro.
Yeah.
It's a square.
Yeah.
Eyes
and mouths, bro.
They've been doing,
that's it.
I remember they've been doing Pizza Planet since day one, dude. They're ready for cars.
Yeah, meanwhile, the guy that was animated Sully for the first time when they didn't have hair.
Where he
or hyper-realistic humans. Hyper-realistic
like
humans in Sully.
He had to render like 16 trillion hairs on Sully's
body.
Yeah,
actual photorealism.
Asylum now.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, the cars guys are like, let's pump out another one, bro.
Yeah, woo! Just add more smoke in there, baby.
Yeah, man.
Sweet. Yeah, it's a wild one, man. But I'm pumped.
Those always have a chance to be cool. They always look good, too.
Listen, after the masterpiece that is Cars 1, you can only assume that that potential is still there. You know, you got to keep hoping.
So far, all the even-numbered Cars movies have been cheeks, though, so we'll see.
It was totally tapped out after the first movie. The idea ran its course.
Midway through the first movie.
Oh, cool. World, but they're cars. And then it ran its course.
Yeah, well, that's weird. That's creepy. What if you open this door? What are you looking at in there?
Oh, man.
Whatever, man.
Yeah,
I was there.
You're looking at three piston cups.
Yeah, cars is fun.
Cars is fun, for sure. But speaking of, man, I can't believe it. I'm looking at the list. Yet again, another animation thing. We got an announcement for a project called Spider-Man Freshman Year. Which is going to be an animated show on Disney Plus that tackles like Spider-Man's life when he first became Spider-Man in the MCU.
Like a prequel, Tom Holland.
It follows Peter Parker in his early days of Spider-Man with, in quotes, a style that celebrates the character's early comic book roots. End quote. So
that's dope.
Pretty dope, and it's animated. So Spider-Man animation is just like always god tier.
They did that right, like with Spider-Man this time around, because they didn't. We were totally done with his origin story.
I agree.
When they first dropped it.
Yeah,
but now that we're three movies into Tom Holland,
now we can watch.
Now I'm like, yeah, hell yeah, yeah. I want to see that now. I actually care.
Yeah.
It's kind of a cool take also off of like Batman Year One, you know, Spider-Man
freshman year
is that school. How old he was when he turned into Spider-Man?
14, dude. I think 14 or 15.
Them Toby movies
usually
saying that, right?
Yeah.
Yes, well, they did though.
Them Toby movies.
They tried.
He was in high school for the first one, that's for sure. I don't know if
they phased it out over the
first
over
one
the
he was asking where his classes were because he was a freshman and he was unfamiliar with the school, so he was lost still.
Lunchroom. They were actually in the lunchroom, bro.
excuse me, yeah. Everybody just thinks he's an undercover cop.
Yeah. Well, but everyone's an undercover cop at that school.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah,
I mean, have you seen, dude, it's ridiculous.
I mean, that's the thing. If you're going to do it, make everybody old. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Best
as long as,
it best they could.
Yeah. As long as you stay consistent. But man, an animated one, so it'll be pretty true to being a freshman. That'll be pretty wild.
Yeah.
Hopefully they
do well with it.
Hopefully. I mean, I don't know who he's going to be dealing with, because...
Hopefully, like everybody.
What really villains are there besides goons? I don't know what Spider-Man was doing before he met Tony Stark.
I mean, probably
dude, there's a whole rogues gallery.
Flash Thompson for the first three eps.
Yeah.
I mean, facts. Yeah,
Flash Thompson.
Guarantee Flash Thompson for
it's a bunch of
the series.
Yeah.
Yeah, and a bunch of high school drama, you know. Keeping the secret from Mary Jane or whatever. Mm-hmm. Yeah, hopefully it's not annoying. Hopefully they do well with it.
Yeah, they won't mess it up. Well, also Mary Jane won't be
in it.
Okay,
not like MJ.
Right? That's actually weird. MJ and Mary Jane wouldn't be in it. Like MJ as in
Zendaya.
Like Zendaya.
Mm-hmm.
So who's Mary Jane that's gonna is, be weird? All right, it's gonna be fun.
I don't even know.
How come
dude.
Mary Jane won't be in it?
Well, I guess she could be, but she just isn't in this. The only reason she's in the universe now is because of the timeline
shift,
right?
So,
yeah.
Or is she just in the newer ones? Or the newer
I don't even know. I don't even know. I think it's just Zendaya is replacing that like, oh, yeah. MJ thing.
Jeez. Yeah, what
it's
am I
MJ,
talking
bro.
About?
That's why there's no Mary Jane.
Jesus,
she's
that's
the
what.
Mary Jane.
Jeez, I'm tripping. I was thinking Gwen the whole time in my head, bro.
Yeah.
But.
Jesus.
What was I going to say, though? Oh, well.
It doesn't matter.
Gone. Again.
It'll be good, though. It'll be good, though.
Yeah. I know. I need to write them down.
Yeah. It'll be good, though, for sure. And it's cool.
What I was going to ask was, like, so this is definitely connected to the Tom Holland universe, or is it a separate whole thing?
It says animated series is set in the MCU. So,
yeah, so there it is.
I think so. I imagine right. Tom Holland won't be in it, because they're probably going to go younger. Although... Maybe Tom Holland.
Come on, bro.
Freshman year.
Tom Holland. His voice, I'm sure, it can be a freshman voice, bro. I can guarantee that, bro. Come on.
Yeah. I don't know, man.
That isn't a concern.
I don't know if anyone's going to believe it.
They can do it live action right now and say he's a freshman, and I'd be sold, bro.
Hey, man, he's still in high school,
they
bro.
Could do
I don't
it,
even know.
They could do it after a night of him binge drinking and throwing up and a night of partying and smoking cigarettes all night, and it would still sound like a freshman. So yeah. It's fine.
Yeah, he's fine. What's next? Yeah.
Next, we got the first teaser for the Moon Knight show.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if you guys checked that out. I think you did. Blue Milk. Looks goat. It's like a 30-second tease. Oscar Isaac being weird and goofy, crazy.
Yeah.
And it just
good.
Looks so cool. The everything.
We just
know
literally an ish of nothing, though.
Yeah, I watched like a breakdown of it, and it shows like just little parts of the suit. Little parts of like... I think there's going to be a lot of play with like... the different personalities in Oscar Isaac's, like, with his character and stuff.
Can he seriously
and
just,
the way
like,
that
not
they
dodge?
Use and the way that they use the mirrors and stuff in reflections, I think you see that in the trailer a little bit. And it's going to be nutty, dude. And what did you say?
And he can't defend himself, right?
He probably can. I just think from what I heard, he just doesn't.
Or is he just old?
He just
ultimate
doesn't.
Aggression. He's the expert detective.
Yeah, because I think his body gets possessed by like this god or something, and then he just tanks everything nutty, and then yeah, basically that. But I think we're gonna see a lot of like crazy like you know mental like personality stuff with Oscar Isaac in this, and it's gonna be wild and like dark. I think
it's a movie.
It's a show.
Moon Knight. Can control Thor's hammer?
Really? Oh, he can wield Mjolnir? Goat.
Well, just by forcing it. Like
oh, whoa. Yeah, Moon Knight. I need to research more of him, dude.
Oh, he has enhanced strength during nights with full moons.
Best believe, bro.
Oh, man, that is wild.
Best believe.
So full moons, he's going ham, bro. Yeah. That's
imagine facing Moon Knight under... Who wins, bro? Batman with infinite prep time? Or Moon Knight under Super Blood Wolf Moon? Maxwell.
Or Jacob from Twilight, also that same night, who steps in wanting to fight as well. Yeah.
Moon Knight only exists because of Batman.
Is that how they well and werewolves? Because apparently, is that how they got his power? They're like, how can we pull a werewolf thing but make it heroic? Like,
yeah,
oh,
like,
I don't know.
How
somebody
do we
gets
do
their
Batman?
Power stronger? Yeah. What if Batman's powers are based on the waning and waxing of the moon?
Damn it! It's only a waxing crescent tonight,
dude. All the criminals like. When it's like a no moon, a new moon, they just go berserk.
Oh, they go ham.
Yeah, and Batman is all just like useless. Or Moon Knight, whatever.
He's like a regular dude trying to fight.
He just turns into normal detective.
Yeah. I'm still on our Batman, them doing Batman, but that with that power.
Yeah.
Moon Knight, essentially, yeah.
Yeah.
It'll be good, though.
Yeah, Moon Knight, I think this show's going to be awesome, dude. I think this is like... I'm super hyped for this. One might be my most hyped Marvel show that they have lined up. So
probably.
There you go. And then we also, this is the last bit from the from the Disney Plus day, or it wasn't even. I don't even know if it was Disney Plus day, but I think we got the news the same day. What is the that there's a Predator prequel in development over at Hulu as well?
Actually, it is Disney Prey. Plus, bro.
I think Disney is involved though, for sure.
They are. They are. It's just going somewhere else or something.
Yeah, it's gonna be on Hulu though.
Somebody it's else called... is doing it, but it's Disney Plus.
Yeah, it's
Hulu.
Called, it's,
you said, yeah, there it is.
Yeah, it's a prequel of Predator called Prey, and we got a poster, a little bit of a like a poster for it, where there's like this chick with like a wooden bow. So I don't even know what age we're dealing with, dude. But
well, it
ancient,
says the new
ancient times, dude.
Or I'll just tell you, it's the new film is set in the world of the Comanche Nation 300 years ago.
Huge.
Mm. Yeah, so three or ancient age. But
ancient
you,
age,
I mean,
bro. Hey, man, using James. Bows against the Predator, dude.
That'll be crazy.
Oh, man.
I don't know, man. Yeah, hey, man, but
I've seen it only happen once before, where the primate, the more primitives won,
true.
And that
that's
was
true.
On Endor, the moon of Endor. So we'll see. But this one is also directed by Dan Trachtenberg. He did 10 Cloverfield Lane, and he's also credited with The Boys. So he must have done some of The Boys.
So basically, he's a beast.
Yeah, so he's good.
Yeah.
So
get ready for some dope gore.
Predator, they should do that. Like, just put Predator in different, like, time periods.
Yeah.
That's all we want.
Why not? Yeah, that's all
Predator
we want.
Predator versus the Spartans.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, for
I mean,
sure,
facts.
Dude.
That'd
yeah.
be so dope.
Predator versus Old West. You know, boom,
yeah.
done. Easy.
Easy. Predator
Until
versus...
somebody comes along.
Well, that's...
Know.
Yeah, that's why I thought
that
they
is actually probably
animated.
This is.
And that's why I was like, oh, man, they must be doing some real crazy stuff. If it's animated, but I guess not.
Yeah, no, I don't think
it'll
so.
Still be dope though.
This
it's
one
gonna
will
be, awesome.
Be pretty good.
I think it's gonna be super cool.
Yeah.
Hopefully. Huge announcement though. And then
Predator in the '70s.
Also the name is perfect, by the way. How has nobody used that yet?
Yeah, Prey.
Yeah, right.
Like,
yeah,
that seems obvious. I didn't even think of it, but that's a that seems like an obvious
that's how crazy it is, bros.
What a wild twist.
What would be the worst time period for Predator to show up in? Like, the least entertaining? Like, the Great
now.
Depression, I guess?
Yeah,
now?
Yeah.
Now. Inside.
Probably now.
Get out of here, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, anyway, because even, like, the 50s would still be more fun. Like,
oh, yeah, that'd be, that
the mafia
be
and stuff.
Oh, man. And Predator. I just imagine
that's
Predator.
The route I took in my head.
I just imagine Predator running jobs in the mob, working his way up.
Oh, man.
Sweet.
Oh, man.
Predator
yeah,
taking hits with the mob, bro.
Prey, what a beast. Got a couple more things. Marvel related, we got bad news regarding Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness. Apparently they're going to be going through some pretty major reshoots. Apparently script changes are happening, and they're going to be working. They're going to be working 6 days a week for the next 6 weeks.
Dang.
Yeah.
Including Benedict Cumberbatch too, right?
Yeah. Maybe even old Elizabeth Olsen, dude. Because I know she's in this. So.
And when it was pushed back to when's the release date?
It was pushed from March to I think May.
I don't know.
Around
sounds like
only a couple weeks. Or,
see,
or
it seems
months.
Like
I think
next
it was,
December
I think it was like
kind
2 months.
Movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Dude, yeah. This doesn't sound like a good sign, brah.
Yeah.
Wait. But that's not
six
good.
6 weeks.
Because this
six
seems
weeks,
like a pretty
dude.
Big Marvel movie. They keep shifting everything every time it moves.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Everything.
Like if the.
Cause
that's kind of
because I remember
kind of the risk they run with this MCU thing.
Exactly.
Is,
I remember because I remember whenever they got announced that everything was getting pushed back. Like, I know Black Panther has had some holdbacks as well, but then seeing this, too, it's like, man, rough start for.
Are they biting off more than they can
movement.
Chew, bro?
Maybe, dude. I don't know. Some big
probably
reshoots.
Not.
And script changes. Script changes is what
yeah,
worries
that's
me.
Weird.
That's because reshoots, I don't know. Some, you know, that happens sometimes. But script changes too? Yikes, dude. Not a good sign.
Yeah, man.
Makes
me think they should have stuck with old Scott Derrickson and Cargill, the guys that did the first one.
Yeah.
The Sinister guys.
But
what do I know?
There's that. So watch out, Sam Raimi. Mm-hmm. Next up, we got the an announcement, confirmation that a Halo series, a live-action Halo series featuring Master Chief, is in the works in with Paramount Plus and is apparently going to release in 2022. So
that'll be good
next year. Which
I mean, hopefully.
Is cool. Hopefully it's good, man. Hey, man, Halo the game is looking pretty nice.
Surprise dropped it a month early.
Yeah, exactly, for the 20th anniversary. But
they dropped it for the 20th anniversary on the wow, that's pretty dope.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know if it was on the exact thing, but they said because it's the anniversary, like that's why.
That's pretty sweet.
Because it's the 20th anniversary, 20 days early maybe.
I don't even know. I don't know.
Did y'all see the teaser for that?
Yeah, for
that show.
It was pretty basic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was really basic.
Yeah. But actually, and we got to hear some Cortana. I mean, like, there's Cortana and there's Master Chief in it. So it's going to be, like, you know, mainline stuff. I don't know.
They're playing with some big names for sure.
Yeah, they're playing with some fire for sure. But yeah,
they would just do Reach. I mean, just do Reach.
They should, and then because the one thing that people complain about Halo Reach for is that the noble team doesn't get enough screen time, bro.
Yeah.
So imagine if you did a Reach show,
we've had plenty of Master Chief, and also Master Chief is a stale character straight up.
yeah.
Like, I mean, because
he's meant to
a tank, and you're supposed to
you
are him, but
yeah,
like so shift onto other teams, mm-hmm. like the Reach team and stuff.
Yeah,
hopefully,
you know,
it's good.
We'll see. Hey, and especially if this if it's good and it leads to some of that stuff, like I would gladly take it. So I mean, who knows?
And they actually announced they were doing this back in, like, Halo 4, bro.
Really? This has been a long time coming. Yeah, that's true, dude. We've
been
rumors
crazy
about Halo. Yeah, that's facts, dude.
So who knows how good it's going to be, but we'll see.
Yeah, long time coming. But it's not only Halo's 20th anniversary. In fact, today was the 20th anniversary for Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone, the film to come out. And in celebration for that, HBO Max is putting together a, like, big sort of Harry Potter retrospective where they're bringing back, like, Radcliffe, bloody Ron Weasley, Emma Watson, and apparently, like, I know Ralph Fiennes is going to be there, like, a bunch of people, but it's going to be this big, like,
take the
Harry Potter
the time
thing,
to learn Ron Weasley's name, everyone else's name.
I know
name,
it's Rupert,
you know,
something, man. Rupert Grimes or something. Sorry, dude.
Dang, man.
Everybody else's.
Boom. Rupert Grint. I got you.
Oh, Rupert Grimes.
Hey,
old
listen,
Grimes.
I'm sorry you played the role of Ron Weasley so
and
perfectly.
And also,
I mean,
Sorcerer's Stone, not the Philosopher's Stone. We're in America, all right?
No, it's the Philosopher's Stone.
Also, it probably is the 20-year anniversary of the Sorcerer's Stone.
And
that the Philosopher's Stone released earlier.
No. It's the 20th anniversary of the movie, which is the
but
same
actually,
thing.
But actually, did they ever call
Stone
the movie Philosopher's Stone at all?
No, they
yeah, there mean are copies that have that say the Philosopher's
negative
Stone.
Movie?
Yes. Nope. I swear,
wrong,
dude. Yes, that's fact.
There are copies
in the
of
UK,
the paper, the actual book.
No. There are copies
yes, of the book.
It says
yeah
in the credits, bro,
not,
the opening, like,
not
Harry Potter and the Philosopher's
Stone. Oh, hell
I'm serious,
no. They did
I
not
swear
put
know,
Philosopher's
dude
Stone in the movie. I thought you were talking about the case, bro. I was like, maybe, but no way, bro.
Dude, they have. It's in the movie.
I think it's just book only, bro. I don't think it's
check,
a movie.
Dude. Check. I think it's a thing.
I was passing through England one time, and I regret not buying a book in the bookstore there that was the English version of Philosopher's Stone and had all the English, of course, spellings and stuff.
Oh, what's that?
I didn't get it.
Anyway. No, I still haven't seen it yet.
Dreams. Oh, you still haven't seen it? Whatever, dude.
But it's anyway, there. Well, congratulations, Harry Potter.
Yeah, so and
are they bringing back
it's just
J.K.
nonstop
Rowling,
Sorcerer's Stone.
Actually, I heard J.K. Rowling's not showing up to that
good.
Thing.
Yeah.
But that thing, it's coming out good. In January that they announced it today.
Best yeah, she best stays she out is. Of this one.
Yeah,
that probably. Good.
I mean, it's
probably
it's
best
about
she stays
the movies
out. Honestly,
anyway.
The rest you've done enough.
Yeah, I
Deuce.
Mean, listen, she
I know
did
she,
enough.
I know
she
was
created
heavily
the world,
right? But I know she was heavily involved in the movies. But you know, they could easily kind of not involve her too
maybe
much.
Too heavily involved
and just really
since
and just
the main
really
line
focus
series.
On. Well, I mean, yeah. But anyway, well, cool.
But,
when was the last time y'all watched that very first one?
Wow.
Long time.
Hot minute. Really, all of them.
Hot
minutes.
A lot of hot minutes.
Man, they got a lot of things right with that one, though, man. The music.
The vibes.
The vibes. Chris Columbus directed that, which is the guy that directed Home Alone. So, and it does kind of have that warm feel to it.
Yeah, it's definitely more warm than the rest of the series, especially when you hit Goblet of Fire or something. Or Prisoner of Azkaban, then it's just pure gray everything. But yeah, anyway. That's facts though. And the effects look really good for 2001. Which is crazy. But
looks like they didn't overstep then with those effects. Good.
Yeah. And then it looks like there's actually one last brand new piece of little bits. Something
breaking news.
Something we got. We just got some breaking news live on the show, and it is that the Spider-Man No Way Home trailer has officially released. I'm looking at it. I see it's officially out. So
is it? Is it? Should we do a clap sync?
It is.
Well, I guess we have to now.
We will.
I guess we're just gonna have to find the cut, bro.
Damn. All right, so what are we doing? Just pausing or just letting it go?
Symbiote?
Keep it going.
All right. Oh, shee.
Hold on. All right, so yeah, pause. Hey, write down the time though, James.
Yeah, I did. I'm gonna mute myself while I watch it. I find it. I have the link on Twitter that I can send. Yes, please. Let's see.
Oh, 8 minutes ago. Ever since I got bit by that spider. Had 1 week where my life has felt normal. That was when you found out.
When you botched that spell where you wanted everyone to forget the Peter Parker Spider-Man, we started getting some visitors. From every universe. Hello, Peter. You're not Peter Parker.
I'm sorry, what was your name again?
Dr. Otto Octavius.
Wait, no, seriously, what's your actual name?
There are others out there. We need to send them back. So, Scooby-Doo this crap.
You know, all this is kind of your mess. I know a couple of magic words myself, starting with the word please.
Hey! Please, Scooby-Doo this crap.
Huh? sorry, kid.
Yeah, me too.
Don't.
Look, there has to be another way.
There isn't. There are dangers to our universe. You're not gonna take this away from me.
Whoa.
Peter, you're struggling.
Oh, whoa.
I can't save everyone.
What's happening?
They're starting to come through, and I can't stop them.
December 17th, exclusively at movie theaters. Tickets on sale November 29th, Spider Monday.
Dang.
That was all wild. Right. I can't believe they're going that route.
Yeah, man.
That route?
All right.
This is great. I can't believe they're going that route.
All right, do we need to do a clap sync?
Yeah.
All right. Are y'all ready?
Yep.
Rock, paper, scissors, smooch.
Nice.
All right. All right.
And we're back.
And we're back.
The trailer.
So we
okay.
Watch the Spider-Man No Way from
No Way Home trailer.
An initial the reaction.
The new
right
one
now.
Just came up.
Which, by the way, I object to watching it because we are so close to it being released, God. But whatever.
Yeah, I'm surprised this trailer came out because, like,
but
yeah,
also
like
we never get
but
to
also,
do any breaking
they
news.
They showed everything that I wanted to see. So
they
I'm cool.
showed everything. They showed what they didn't show what I thought they would, which was a Spider-Man.
Yeah,
I thought
they didn't show that.
Yeah,
I got kind of nervous before this because leading up, you
but
know,
also,
oh, there's a reaction.
Yeah, because they were getting all bananas showing everybody, including Lizard or whatever.
Dude.
Is that what that was?
Yeah.
And Spider-Man. Or, and
Sandman.
Sandman. That was
yeah,
cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, Lizard was a tiny
Lizard,
one.
I saw that. I was like, Lizard? That was a surprise.
Yeah. But anyway.
But
yeah,
yeah
it's
okay.
Still like, and you actually, the and, other Green Goblin was in it too, from Amazing Spider-Man 2.
Oh, is that the what we saw for a second when he was coming
down?
Oh,
did you think that was Franco, bro?
No. I didn't know what that was. I just saw that.
I was like,
oh, that's
no
a
way,
flame.
Dude.
No, dude, no.
But
well,
anyway,
I
so...
hope that that's not true. I needed to watch that in slow-mo. Okay. I did call that they would show off Electro. I knew that.
Did you call it? To who? Yourself?
To Blue Milk. What yeah, I didn't no. call was the... sweet I don't know if you guys caught it, bro, but Electro's got that sweet, like, the lightning bolt shape, you know, like he has the lightning bolts that go this way and it's like this way too. It's kind of like a star on his face, but lightning bolts
that?
I think it kind of shows up, like,
oh,
outlines that
cool.
for a second if you
that's
watch I think
cool.
I caught that Jamie Foxx is in there. This is also a long trailer.
Heaps of Doc Ock.
Fine, and so they kind of clarified for us. They were like, oh, Doctor Strange isn't the one that is trying to do the spell. Spider-Man tried and failed, and now it's Doctor Strange versus Spider-Man, which was crazy. I mean, it looks wild, bro.
Yeah,
I guess it's
why
and then,
you think
because
Spider-Man's friends are getting danger, and
no,
so Spider-Man has to help them.
I think Spider-Man wants to save the other villains that eventually die from the other Spider-Man.
Okay,
so I think he has like such a good heart that he's like, no, we can save them because Doc Ock is like.
Especially
because
he'll Spider-Man probably be talking.
Like, look at all these villains that do eventually die because of a Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Tom Holland is like, no, we can save them, bro.
Yeah. So do you think
it's
going to be...
I think he just has that good of a heart. I hope that's the route they take, anyways.
Do you think it's going to be, like, where maybe we get like, the... Because obviously there's going to be that bridge scene where Doc Ock and Goblin come in for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And then, do you think that because obviously we see that Doc Ock is chilling with regular Peter and MJ and Ned, and they're all even joking about his bloody name.
Yeah.
And so do you think they're going to be like holding him captive? And obviously Doc Ock is more of a reasonable guy.
I think he's going to work with all his villains.
And you think Green Goblin is going to be
Doc Ock Iron Man. I mean, come on.
I mean, that's true. You did see like that modifier.
It's getting
some sort of modification going on.
Yeah, dude. I think he has such a good heart that he tells Doctor Strange, "Nah, we can save them." And Doctor Strange is, you know, all by the books and crap and lame. Because
he doesn't want to tear open the whole multiverse.
All lame and stuff. So Spider-Man teams up with his villains. That's my call right now. But it looks good. I hope they didn't show too much.
Well, I don't know, because you see them fighting at the end, bro, on the big, or was that the Statue of Liberty or something?
We know nothing.
I didn't pay attention.
Oh, yeah.
I was just looking at the villains, bro. Because
there was a bit of Statue of Liberty.
You see, Spider-Man just going deep into Lizard. I think was it Electro, and then Big Sandman at the same time. Pretty ballsy move.
Maybe he just works with Doc Ock.
I think because Doc Ock is more. I mean, even Peter was even friends with Doc Ock in Spider-Man 2 before he became Doc Ock.
And so even Doc Ock had he redeemed himself
he redeemed himself a little bit. And Doc Ock recognized,
to save the city.
So Doc Ock also in this trailer recognized that Tom Holland was not his Peter, obviously, which some people thought maybe he was taking their place or something.
Like
that was just everything that was going around everyone. But
you're right.
Doc Ock recognizes that and is good like, call. You're not the good right call. Peter.
That's a great call. Yeah. So
yeah, because he says something like, "You're not Peter" or something like that.
So
right?
Spider-Man definitely are in this then, like because that's the only thing that made sense. I mean, maybe not, though.
I don't know, dude. I think at this point, they're still probably in it, because,
this is huge news, bro.
They're not even teasing it, though. That's the thing.
Yeah,
you would think
which I'm glad.
I'm glad they didn't show any of them, but no teasing?
They're solely just teasing the villains, bro. The villains coming in, which I'm cool with. Hey, however, the fact that they brought in both Sandman, Lizard, which that was Lizard, the Amazing Spider-Man
two
1
goblins.
Lizard. Apparently two goblins.
I swear I saw
possibly,
another goblin.
I don't know. Because that did look maybe a little different.
Spider-Man's in the other universes are killing these villains?
Well, no, but they eventually die because of Spider-Man.
Doc Ock died in...
Spider-Man stabbed Goblin with his glider.
Yeah, Spider-Man chose to murder Green Goblin by dodging his glider. Then for some reason, Willem Dafoe had the glider pointing straight at his own nuts, unbeknownst to him.
But it looks good, man.
It looks good.
Doctor Strange versus Spider-Man?
Versus Spider-Man's cool. Do you guys think that MJ's gonna die?
Because
at the end,
she
straight fell
off.
Dude,
I love Zendaya.
I don't think she would.
I don't think so.
Dude, but also, I did see the pipes, though. You saw the pipes, right? The metal pipes? Venom, bro.
Like, are you talking about the construction pipes, dude?
One? What if he shows up?
Topher Grace Venom, bro.
And what about Spider-Man symbiote suit that he has on the whole trailer? But we're just like, whatever.
That ain't the symbiote suit, I don't think, dude.
Why is nobody talking about this?
Sure, bro.
Are you talking about the black and gold one, bro?
Oh, yeah, black and gold, sure.
We've gotten good looks at it. It's black and gold, bro. It's not the symbiote.
I guarantee Marvel added some gold to it and went, black and gold, baby. But they're just tricking you, bro. You'll see.
Dang.
Whatever.
Man, you heard it here first.
I'm calling Topher Grace is in it, and then he gets the symbiote.
Dude, set at this point, so at awesome. This point, he might as well be in it, dude. I mean, who knows? Especially if you're thinking that awesome. Dame DeHaan Green Goblin is making a comeback.
Dude, anything's possible, bro. Anything's possible. It's either Dame DeHaan or Franco, bro. You tell me.
No way, dude. Wait a minute. So, wait, who's J. Jonah Jameson in this universe?
J.K. Simmons again, bro. Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
Wait a minute. So is there a chance that we'll get two J.K. Simmons?
Hell yes, bro.
That would be nutty, dude. One with hair, one with his normal hair, and one with bald.
Oh, dang. Yeah, that'd be crazy.
Dude, all right, I'm gonna pull up this.
Oh, yeah, there he is.
You found him? No way.
I already pulled it up because you thought it was fraudulent.
Well, I just don't know, man. That's a bold claim.
2:12.
2:12. Jesus. Yeah, this trailer is long, dude.
Yeah,
this is a 2 minute 57. Oh, I see it.
At 2:11. 2:11.
Oh man, hold up. I do see that.
Yo, what?
Yo, Loki, bro. Dude, that might be Franco, bro. That might be Franco.
No way, dude.
Dude, look at the shape of the glider, bro. Although the shape of the glider matches.
But also, that's Dame a face, dog.
That's a face, bro.
I need to get a clear look at it. I need to pull this up on
I'll send you a screenshot, dog, because I see a whole face, bro, and I do not think...
Yeah, there is a whole face, dude.
Yeah, you see?
Let me get a clear... I just need to get more of a clear look. 2:11, right?
Here, James, I sent it.
Dude, this does look awfully... Settings. I can't tell. It might be Dane DeHaan. It might be Franco.
Dude, if it's Franco, I'm going to lose speed. My mind.
Wait.
That would be crazy. And Dane DeHaan. I mean, honestly. I sent it to you, James, too. If there's a clear-ish one.
Oh, man, yeah, it's tough to get a clear look at it, but it that's looks... definitely... I mean, I don't know. The armor and stuff,
that's
the look
goggles,
of him...
Though.
The look of him definitely... Like, because the suit matches,
goggles,
like,
bro.
Dame DeHaan more.
It does look like goggles, but then there's another angle where it looks like... There's green ivy growing on his face. Didn't he have that too?
Oh, yeah, because he had the Osborne syndrome, bro.
Yeah, there is
or the Osborne
speck that it makes me think it. There's more on his face than just goggles. It's
okay.
Right
there we go. See,
well, because I'm looking at these things. Well, because look at what's flying around him, bro. If you pause it, dude. It looks like those blades, remember in Spider-Man 1?
Yes, yes.
Those blades were Tobey Maguire, they were in the fire, and he had to do, like, the jump, dodge thing. Those look like that, bro.
I don't know, I didn't watch Amazing Spider-Man 2, to be honest. But
dude, well,
if
Amazing
Dame
Spider-Man
2, is back in it,
which
he looks
weird,
like
bro.
If he's
which it
in
looks
it, bro,
like he is, you're saying?
Topher Grace, bro, is definitely in it, bro.
I don't know. But also...
Yeah, they can't just have everybody else in it and not Topher Grace.
Yeah.
But also, you know what's interesting about
this,
dude,
what a great way to bring Spawn into this universe.
Not just everybody
Spawn.
Else, bro. Everybody else from
Venom.
All of the Tobey Maguire movies are in it, including Tobey Maguire, bro.
Exactly.
Topher Grace is coming back,
you gotta
baby.
Bring him back, You got to.
Sandman?
You know what's interesting
also,
about this?
Sealed
also,
the deal for Topher Grace.
I hope they bring back that 70s Spider-Man. I hope he makes an appearance.
Dude, you know what's funny? Is that guy that guy came out and said that he's mad that he didn't get an invite to be in the movie.
Yeah, right, bro.
Sure.
Nice one.
Yeah,
he's in
so
it.
So is Maguire.
That's my call.
So is Topher Grace, bro. Sure.
So is Topher Grace. Yeah.
Exactly.
You know what's interesting about this goblin thing, though, is, dude, that's an extra goblin, bro. That, like, that's,
goblins.
I mean...
Dude,
one thing
I don't
about
think you
this
guys
extra
are understanding.
Well, because it's like, okay, dude, that's not, like, dude, we're having two green goblins in the same movie?
Two
that's
green
weird,
goblins.
Bro. That's weird.
Well, but there you go, there
yeah,
it is.
It's weird that it we're looks, having 20
James,
villains,
how about the
James?
Three Spider-Mans we're about to get, bro?
I know,
yeah,
but just
no,
how
James,
many...
the second goblin is what is crazy.
The fact that
I'm just saying
Dawn or whatever.
I mean... Topher Grace is in this movie, for God's sakes, James. You're gonna be talking about the second goblin? Come on now.
Oh, man.
The triumphant return of
Who would have thought that that interpretation Venom. Of Venom would come back, baby? But it is.
I love it. Anyway, all right.
Dude, and we get a good look. We get a good look at that Willem Dafoe Green Goblin, too.
I guess we're not. Yeah,
it
we
looks
do.
Good.
Looks really good.
It does look good.
Zendaya looks good.
Yeah, yes, as per huge.
Yeah, very charismatic.
So, dang, yeah, and then Electro, yeah, look at, I know for sure right. I was correct on the Electro thing, just by the way, bro. Great. You can totally see the little thing on his face that, like.
Did anybody see Rhino?
Unfortunately.
No, he's gonna, I know, no. I think he's gonna show up too, bro.
Yo, if.
They gotta save a
yeah,
few.
I mean.
They can't show everything.
Surprises.
Well, if they bring back.
The Venom one is gonna bring the house down, bro. I might stand up in my seat and and give a standing O
Topher
if
Grace
I see
comes
that.
In.
Yes, if I see Topher Grace's Venom, I might
and
give
then,
a standing
no,
O.
No, no, Topher Grace's Venom? Yeah, dude. It's going to be like that, dude. It's going to be like that
so
reveal. Because he's going to swing in. Yes, he's going to swing in. Cheers, bro. And then all of a sudden, they're going to be like,
"Yeah, I'm
what?
Clapping,
and then,
bro. I'm...
Oh my god!
Like a on your left moment esque. I think.
Yeah.
I think it'll
oh,
be
yeah.
on your left esque.
Yes. Yes, dude. Yes. For sure, dude.
Oh man.
All
right. Are we ready to move on?
Yeah.
I think.
I hope
we
they didn't
are.
Show too much.
Yes. Yes, James. We are. You can have a whole fresh episode to dissect this trailer on your own.
Yeah.
But I know you're super psyched. But anyway, especially since the announcement of Topher Grace. Anyway.
Especially since the
confirmation of Topher Grace.
Confirmation. All right. We're getting into the Time Warp movie battle where we pretend like we go back in time and we go to the movies and we do this for two different years over the past 50 years and we pit those two movies together. The only caveat or one of the caveats is that we have to pick a movie that is being released in the year that we are recording this. Which this month it is November, and the competition this time we actually rolled a couple of 80s years,
mm-hmm.
and they actually happen to be back to back years or consecutive years. That's pretty interesting. 1982's Creepshow and 1983's A Christmas Story. So,
Damn.
And weird.
Two
that,
good
ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, and two good ones. A really cool double feature, kind of.
Yeah, kind of. Especially both being, you know, kind of like holiday based. Obviously, Christmas kind Story.
Of, yeah,
Chris, but Creepshow also kind of
today,
Halloween.
And it was a good double feature too.
Nice,
it really
huge.
Was. Like very similar vibes in yeah. like different, you know, in the two different holidays, obviously. Because
right.
even though Creepshow wasn't a Halloween movie, it really feels like a Halloween
yeah,
movie.
Yeah, definitely.
It does.
You know,
it does. And I felt the same thing, too. I was like, oh, man, this movie, it was A Christmas Story. I was like, man, parts of this kind of give me, like, Creepshow vibes for some reason. And I was like, well, of course. They were released 1 year apart from each other.
Yeah.
So, of course.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
And
you know, but,
yeah, it was good. It was a good matchup.
Okay, well, what did you start with on your double feature? Let's start with that, then. What did you decide on first?
I started with Creepshow right when I woke up this morning.
Damn, wild start to the day.
But it was awesome, dude.
Yeah,
I
man.
Love Creepshow.
Yeah, we did Creepshow 2 first also because I figured, well, it's closest to Halloween.
Yeah.
So we'll do that
we'll
one,
do
first,
that one first.
And then
yeah.
we'll do Christmas Story second.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, man, George A. Romero.
And Stephen King.
The legend.
Night of the Living Dead's George A. Romero and written by Stephen King. So did you all realize that before going into this?
Yeah,
no.
I did,
until the credits came up. Then I was like, oh, snap. George Romero.
When I looked up where to watch it, I was like, whoa, Stephen King? I'm watching this right now.
Did you know that it was an anthology of different stories?
Yeah, after I looked up, like...
Oh,
what,
you did.
I knew zero
up,
things.
Series, especially when I saw Stephen King, I was like, whoa, what is this movie even? What's going on here?
Yeah.
And it said five anthology movies.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know a single thing going into this.
Yeah, James went
about
totally
it
cold.
At all. Completely blind. And it was a crazy pleasant surprise. That's for sure.
It was
incredible.
Was wild.
I had a blast with this one.
Yeah, dude, they had
mostly.
Fun with every story, bro.
They did, yeah. Did you recognize straight out the gate the sort of bookends to the intro and outro of the movie? Showed a family with a mean dad. Did you notice, Garrison, that dad was the Season of the Witch doctor?
Yes, of course. Yes, I was going to text y'all and be like, he's making two appearances?
This man's making more appearances than, I don't even know who, bro. Legends.
Tarantino.
Brad Pitt,
DiCaprio,
bro.
All the legends. Yeah. This guy is, yeah, anyway.
What a legend.
This guy.
Yeah, he's something else. All right, so we can go run through these a little quickly, I guess.
Yeah.
The first one
was
Father's
Day. Ending was so killer, bro. The Father's Day one?
The Father's Day one where the family's waiting at the house for old girl to show up. She spills some whiskey on the grave, and old father comes back. wanting his cake, essentially. I want my cake. So he's basically a ghoul.
Oh, man.
That attacks them, but that was pretty sweet.
It was a good one. It was just like the beginning was a little bit like, oh, here's this huge long story about her and him, and it was a little bit slow. But man, dude, the ending with the head, bro, with the cake, what?
What did you think about?
I was not expecting that.
What did you think about like the comic book sort of framing sometimes?
Loved it.
Yeah,
and the lighting too, where it would just show a close up of the character and like a light would go be up behind them.
stuff
like that.
I think the style of the whole movie is incredible. Mm-hmm. I think they knocked it out of the park, dude.
Yeah,
throughout the whole thing,
and the special effects were awesome.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. I mean, George A. Romero, but you're gonna get some pretty good effects,
practical makeup effects. Yeah, for sure. Next, we got the Lonesome Death of Jordy Verrill,
Stephen King,
starring Stephen King.
Oh yeah, this one was wild, bro. First off, wild role for Stephen King to take. I know he usually maybe makes a cameo, tops.
Surprisingly, a Christmas Story-esque anthology one, because it just kept on flashing all his takes on what was going to happen, bro.
It did. Yeah, that's probably what it was that I saw.
Because
other than that, it was about a meteor that landed on his property, and he touches it, and it just green stuff starts growing everywhere. Basically, green plant life starts growing everywhere.
Including him. Yeah. Steady.
It was a weird body horror one, but it was good.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. Yeah. Whenever he started having, like, he had, like, an entire beard of grass beard or whatever. I was like, dude.
Yeah.
I was thinking, bro.
You could tell towards the end where all this, the growth had spread over the land and all over his house and stuff. You could see that some of it was like matte painting, but there were some where you could be like, dude, this set looks awesome.
Yeah, dude.
Like, you know, they had to make some of the sets like with real long grass and just make it look like bananas. Oh. So that's pretty cool.
That one was nuts. That one was so bizarre to just watch. From the beginning,
his performance is so bizarre, but it works.
King killed it, bro.
King killed it for sure. Beast.
Yeah. Number three is Something to Tide You Over.
This one was amazing, bro.
Young Ted Danson.
This is whenever it turned a corner for me, where I was like, oh, this is actually going to be awesome. And then the crate. This one was fun, though.
Yeah, this one was nutty.
Basically, Leslie Nielsen, Airplane's Leslie Nielsen, finds out that his girl is cheating on him with Ted Danson, and he just basically buries them up to their heads in the sand and lets the tide come in, thinking that was pretty wild.
That whole thing started off just wild.
Yeah.
But I thought that was actually kind of creepy almost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
because
most of the movie wasn't creepy, but that section, I was like, oh, dang, this is kind of wild.
Yeah. And then
this
just took
a crazy turn.
Yeah. And that one was nuts, dude. I was like, dang, dude, Ted Danson, bro, you made the biggest mistake of your life, bro. What are you doing? You just need to run, dude. What the hell, bro? Now he's.
Yeah,
His head is out of the sand, bro. Mm-hmm. Dog. And them tides, bro. When the tide comes in, dude, deadly.
Yeah.
Because when they first showed it, I was like, bro, that's kind of, I'm not going to lie, dude. Easy money right there. I'll survive that. And then all of a sudden, dude, when old girls start getting blasted by waves, mm-hmm. it's like, yo,
yeah, it's oof.
Did, yeah, straight waterboarding.
Is that actually how that would go down, I wonder?
I don't know.
Would you just be able to lift your arms up?
I wonder, yeah.
Because you're pretty strong up here, bro, well, to be able to just lift some sand.
Yeah. Yeah.
But maybe he is penciled in, bro.
If he is penciled in, but dude, Ted Danson is like 6'5", bro. Ted Danson is like 6'5",
so his arms are up above his waist. If your arms are pinned, I think you're done for. But if you can move them at all, yeah, man.
Yeah.
But still fun. Yeah, Ted Danson is still fun. A fun idea.
And it was cool that they came back and they were all like water soaked and waterlogged.
Yeah. That one was, yeah, that was.
Yeah, the makeup effects were awesome in this, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, next we get to the crate.
This one was literally the peak for me.
Yeah,
bro.
This one was awesome. this one might be the best peak. Yeah.
Dude, it only got better for me. It got better and better, and then the ending was kind of like calm, like, oh, we chilling now. Mm-hmm. Here's a cool little story about bugs.
Yeah.
But this one was peak, dude. So many layers.
Dude, yeah, this one was pretty nutty,
sort of intertwining story as much as you can get with a short, you know, 30-40 minute story,
basically,
but,
showing us some characters. Meanwhile, a mysterious crate is discovered under some stairs at a local college, and it happens to contain something from an Antarctic expedition
from 1834,
from something like that. So so pretty spooky and mysterious, and it turns out it has a creature that steady eats people.
Weird creature.
Dude, the creature looks awesome, dude. I wish we saw more
of
him,
special
bro.
Effects in the whole all the kills, even on the creature, look pretty
and
good.
And the way he like bit into the neck, dude,
yeah,
and, like,
that
the way
kill
see
specifically
it, that kill was nuts.
So then we get Hal Holbrook, who's married to Adrienne Barbeau, and she's annoying. And so he gets the idea that he could feed his wife
to the
creature.
That route, bro.
Yeah, that whole thing was wild, bro.
Dude, Stephen King, just expert at doing stuff like that, like just subverting your expectations without realizing it was some crazy she, bro. Like killing your own wife with a monster.
And then having to deal with the aftermath and stuff, yeah, it's pretty cool. But anything else for the crate? But
it's my favorite.
Probably
that and then the tide one.
The tide one is pretty money, bro, because it's not as long, too. But the crate, though, the crate was just so much. Yeah, the crate was just so dope, I think.
The crate, just even all the characters, like, were pretty, like, actually had some depth, you know? Even though it was just a
little
bit.
Yeah, yeah.
We finish off with number 5, They're Creeping Up on You, where there's a bunch of cockroaches, basically. And this one dude.
Oh yeah, that
this one dude in a room.
Pretty wild.
It was. He was kind of a D, so it was like, oh, I hope the cockroaches get him. Actually,
you're kind of rooting for the cockroaches.
Rooting for the roaches, yeah. A
little bit.
That it was a cool one.
It was
cool. I liked that. That was cool. I like the end, bro. How he's
the
just covered
awesome.
In the and how you can see that if that room is just filled.
Yeah, that was,
you know,
cool.
So high up with cockroaches,
all,
too.
Actually, all the endings were good. That was a huge thing about it, was all the endings had, like, a cool little twist in it at the end.
Yeah. I mean, basically kind of based off of those old horror comic books from back in the day that Stephen King grew up on. So that was cool. And it was cool that they had, like, a creepy crawly episode, too.
Yeah, it makes sense.
It had to be.
It's going to fit in, like, different, you know, variety in an anthology. So.
And the best way to do that is making you hate the guy that you're rooting for them.
That's true. So you're like, yes.
Easy.
Yeah. Because you're not going to make that super scary. So
I heard this was.
Go that
spiders.
I don't have the numbers, but this did make a profit, so it is one of the few successful anthology
movies. They made a Creep Show 2, right?
They made a Creep Show 2.
Did they?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I didn't even know.
Creep Show 2 is actually pretty sweet. I may actually prefer it, but we may have to visit that. Yeah. But it's been a while, so I don't know.
not according to reviews, but man, maybe it is just.
But I don't know.
Enough.
It's been a hot minute. I might be misremembering. I just remember a few good ones.
It doesn't look like Stephen King's has anything to
that
do
may
with
be
it.
Part of the problem.
Just the cat. He plays a role, but Romero made the script with someone else.
Oh, he did? Mm-hmm. Okay, well, at least Romero's still involved. So a little fun fact, the cockroaches were the most expensive part of the movie. This is per IMDb trivia. Because they cost 50 cents a piece. They got 250,000 of them. So that equals out to be $125,000 worth of cockroaches.
Damn.
So
that was dude, it was a bunch, bro.
That was a lot, dude.
Crazy amount of cockroaches.
Like a massive amount. Yeah.
The most, probably the most bugs I've seen on screen. Period.
It might be.
Probably.
Was that? No way they actually just filled that room with cockroaches.
They
that
must have put something
room, right?
down below and on the outsides. They must have, right?
Yeah, because absolutely no shot.
But it was
shot.
Still cool that he went into that little... he went into a little safe room.
I mean, 250,000 cockroaches.
And it was a smaller room than the rest of his apartment, which was cool because then they you could definitely believe, like, oh, they would fill it up.
Yeah, so yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Anyway,
for the
all right then.
Show. That was good.
Ready to move on to 1983's A Christmas Story.
It's A Christmas Story.
A Christmas Story.
A Christmas Story.
That's
specifically.
Right. Well,
A Christmas Story.
That's what the
story.
Title says. What do y'all remember about this one?
Just watched it.
Going into it?
I mean beforehand. Watching.
I just watched. going into it, I remembered. Yeah, BB gun, soap
yep,
in
tongue,
the mouth,
licking
and
the
tongue
pole.
To the pole.
Yeah.
Those
you
were the three
that?
Big ones. Yeah.
Yeah, I remember a lot about it, but I was trying to think. I was telling old Pasty that I don't know if I ever watched the opening of that movie. I can't remember because it seems like I always catch it when it's mid movie.
I've never watched
tell you
it
what,
in
bro.
Full, bro.
I'll tell you what, bro.
My whole life.
See, and that's
just
what I'm saying. I may not
pieces.
Have to. Yeah.
Little pieces, but it's kind of perfect for that.
I tell you what, bro. I did not recognize it that is. First shot of the movie or whatever. The whole long thing through the store or whatever with the kids against the glass. That was completely new to me, bro. That just shows how much I remember.
I think I've seen that portion, that 5-minute portion, but I missed out on quite a few other ones.
That super long portion.
Like Santa, dude. I don't remember that portion at all.
You don't?
No, hell no. But that was a fun one.
Yeah. So it takes place in Indiana in the 1940s. And basically, it starts off straight away with a narrator. There's a narrator narrating this, which is he's genius.
He is genius. He also
he puts in
maybe
a lot of
is in it a little too much though.
You
maybe
think?
A little bit.
You think?
I think he's critical.
Bro.
I loved it. Yeah,
he's the main character.
He was awesome.
He's what makes it the movie so special to me.
Yeah,
but him and that kid child acting is wild.
Yeah, the child actor. Who plays
he was
Ralphie,
good, but you're right. It's the combination of them.
Yeah,
because half the time I couldn't understand what the kid was saying when he talked. He talked so fast.
Yeah,
but luckily the narrator, I could understand everything. So yeah,
and
the kid
he told it in a weird way. Like the whole movie is told in such a unique way.
Yeah, the
like
figurative language used by the narrator is pretty top tier. I'll give him that.
Dang,
there's a lot of nice. You'll hear a lot of good alliteration throughout the whole thing.
Jeez, the cheeky James spotting the figurative language is impressive.
You're welcome,
that's what's
bro.
Impressive. But the kid we're talking about, of course, is Ralphie, who wants a Red Ryder BB gun.
Mm-hmm.
And basically that's his goal in the movie is to try to acquire one of those.
And that's the whole goal. So, yeah.
Using some wild child tactics or
One of the first scenes that popped out was I do remember them like bundling up the little brother like so crazily.
I do remember that.
And then this is the first time though where I was like, who's gonna take him out of that when he gets to school? Like, is that on the teacher? Like, what the hell, dude? And then it's like, but then we were like, I guess it's on Ralphie to get his brother out of there? Like,
I was like,
horrible.
Dude, I was like, they're definitely making Ralphie do that. Like, for sure.
God, dang, Ralphie. That would have been a funny scene to watch, actually.
That would have been funny, right?
Yeah, that would have been funny.
It was like one of those quick ones that throughout the movie.
Just like one of y'all pointed out earlier about Jordy Verrill, Ralphie does have a lot of daydreaming scenes that we cut to, which is pretty awesome. Like
those were like my favorite parts.
They're great.
Yeah,
they're super good.
They're really good.
A lot of them having to do with Ralphie saving the day because, I mean, he's trying to be a hero. That's there's
a
reason why he wants his Red Ryder BB gun.
Exactly.
Oh, by the way, Red Ryder is a person. I did not realize that either. I probably saw that before. It's a character. Right?
To be honest, the whole time I thought it was a red BB gun.
Well, that's what I thought.
Like, that's what I thought. I thought that was my whole life until this movie.
But no, that apparently Red Ryder is like a cowboy. They showed it in one scene, and I was like, "Oh, dude, they should have like a Red Ryder. Like Red Ryder should be in the Woody movie that they show that based on the real Woody.
That would be dope. Red with Ryder versus gun. Woody.
Yeah, that'd be amazing, so right?
That'd be huge.
That'd be huge.
But yeah, we get the. There are a lot of classic scenes in this, like Flick. Man. Is it Flick?
And one of the dudes was literally James, bro. Whatever guy that was like, oh, that guy.
I love that character, dude. He's so good.
That reminded me of James,
bro. Hey, OBE.
With that smirk, bro. Like, that just reminded me of James for some reason.
Y'all right now. OBE.
But It's just nostalgia for some reason. I don't know what they tapped into with this movie. They tapped into that childhood Christmas vibe, not like just Christmas vibes, like the childhood Christmas vibe.
Yeah.
There's a difference, and they really tapped into.
Yeah, they did. I mean, I think part of it is just the innocent story of remembering something you really wanted and. Is there any way you can get it? And because the odds were that he was not getting this BB gun.
Yeah.
So, and that's the thing, too.
Of course, it was the dad at the end, too, which was amazing.
Yeah. But anyway, so we get that famous tongue on the pole scene, which is pretty great.
The triple down dare.
Dude, I love that. I love that everyone just bails on him. They're like, bell rang, bro.
Bell rang.
And then the other guy, one last guy with him, looks at Flick and goes...
It just shrugs.
What can you do, dude?
Yeah. Like, oh my god, dude. Exactly. Yeah. Rip my boy Flick, dude. That's
Rip Flick.
I mean, jeez, dude.
Flick got
come on now.
Poor Flick.
And then I like how they were all scared too because, you know, they're gonna get in trouble for putting him up to it. It's just a different
time.
But
he didn't snitch him out, bro.
Yeah,
of course.
He didn't snitch. Flick is a real one, bro.
But freaking Ralphie snitching immediately over like actually lying to snitch.
Oh yeah.
Messed up.
Oh, that is so messed up. Yeah, that scene, speaking of which, that's the flat tire scene where Ralphie helps his dad change the tire.
I remember that scene.
I briefly recall that scene, but it's funny.
The second whenever he like says it and on, dude, the whole thing, especially with the bar of soap in his mouth, dude.
Then
my god, dude, when the mom is like, where did you hear that word? And he panics, he lies and says one of his, someone else, right?
Like just Schwartz. Random.
Yeah, Schwartz probably, or something.
Yeah, that's probably the James character. Hey, Schwartz.
Yeah, old Schwartz or Schmidt or something. Yeah,
over
and then
here.
All,
hey, Schwartz, come in here. What, over here? What, mom? What did I do? Yeah, did you
teach him this word? Hey, I don't know nothing about that over here.
Didn't she start beating his arse on the phone?
Immediately.
There was a lot of things in this movie where I was like, oh, that's probably just Ralphie vision. That's what we're seeing the world through Ralphie. So
Like
whenever he cussed, it was like, I'm sure the parents didn't react that way, but that's how you see the world as a kid.
And so especially seeing this random kid, you know, this kid that you're friends with or whatever, you blamed him for something he doesn't
you
even
think
know
he's
about,
about
dude.
To get killed,
and
bro.
And he's like, getting killed, dude. Like, oh my god.
There were some nuances with the movie. It was good.
Did you all remember the prize that the dad received in the mail? The
lamp, but I didn't realize what it was from this movie.
Oh, nice.
The lamp is legendary. Yeah, I didn't know
it
until I saw what it was. Yeah, the lamp. Then I was like, oh, nice.
Yeah.
All right.
Let's see, what else?
What do you guys think about the, let's talk about the bullies, the main bullies of the story. Is it Scut Farkas?
Is it Scut or Skunt?
I think it's Scut. Right. And then there's also this little, greaser, kid, who's also there.
I don't know what his name is, but he had like that hat on.
Yeah, that hat on. He's tiny.
He's as tall as not even Ralphie, bro.
That
dude reminded me of me for some reason, bro.
He was a little toughy.
He was walking up there.
Hey. Hey, I own the place.
Hey, get out of here.
Hey, you talking to us over here.
Yeah. Hey, both of us are intimidating.
And then, yeah, Skunt Farkas or whatever looks like straight
Skunt.
That dude from Toy Story, right? I mean,
yes,
Sid. Like, I feel like everything, like Sid was based off of that.
Yeah, Sid had to have been.
Yeah, exactly.
Very clearly, I think. Exactly. Especially because, you know, Sid in the winter is wearing one of those hats that's like the raccoon. It's got the raccoon tail.
Oh,
one of
definitely.
Those. Like,
dude,
of course,
definitely
dude.
Sid
of course,
is. Like,
of course. And then speaking of one of the scenes that I didn't remember going in, but immediately when I saw it happen, I was like, oh, snap. The classic, bro, is whenever Ralphie just goes off on Scud.
Yeah.
And just
I actually knew
gets
that
him to the ground and just goes
too.
Off. And when I saw it, I was like, oh, dude, I remember that scene so, like, clearly, right when I got, like, one look at it, it was like, oh, dang, which is weird to me. But, yeah, that's a legendary move by Ralphie. I don't know how he pulled that one off.
He
dude.
Just
what
felt he had had enough, man.
He just
had
went
enough.
Off, yeah, and old yeah. Scut couldn't handle the presh.
Yeah, he sure could, yeah. He sure enough couldn't, man. Yeah. And then we get to basically the final sequence, which is Christmas Day, where Ralphie, we start off with him getting the pink outfit from some aunt.
Oh, yeah, that
was
hilarious.
On.
Yeah.
Dad is pretty hilarious, you know, yeah. As always. Just
yeah, the dad's
classic dad.
And then he pulls out one last gift, that old chestnut. Yeah. Oh, what's that? A gift over by
the
desk.
Classic. Hey.
Dude, it was dope, though, man, right?
It is.
Yeah,
it
dude,
is.
That's a classic. Yeah. It's such a feel-good movie, and I'm such a sucker for those.
Right? Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ralphie goes outside, almost does actually shoot his eye out, but
dude,
awesome.
first shot, bro. Immediately he almost shoots his eye out, dude.
Dude, so
and I
funny.
Forgot yeah. I thought the first shot had busted his glasses. I knew something happened to his glasses. I couldn't remember, then I was like,
I thought his glasses were busted as well, but yeah. He stepped
and
on
then
him
stepping on
like
him.
A bum.
Oh,
and just crushed
no,
him.
I've done that before though.
Obliterated, dude.
And the narrator said something so perfect. He was like, nothing like basically nothing checks you like breaking your glasses as a
yeah,
kid. That's basically
yeah.
What he said along those
basically.
Lines.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
I put you in your place
like that. Yeah, yeah. Or yeah. Something nothing puts the fear
like,
in you or something.
Yeah, dude, like nothing like
yeah,
there's nothing more like heartbreaking. Like you don't realize how bad it's gonna be actually until even
God,
farther.
Dude. It's devastating.
Well, and especially back in his day when he probably got in trouble big time for anything happening
yeah,
to
dude.
His glasses.
Especially because look at what he was wearing. The mom said, "Go get the other ones that are cracked, bro. You can wear those.
Yeah.
Right.
Go like, get the other ones."
I wish there was a new pair of costs, you know.
But then we once again get a Ralphie lie, a Ralphie being deceitful and coming up with a story, telling his mom that an icicle fell down.
Yo,
and his
killed it
off.
Though. What a
killed it,
his bag for that.
Icicle,
one,
dude.
I would
Ralphie's
not have been able to come up with
lies,
that.
And
me neither.
He's in for a life of crime later. I just
that was like hella clutch, bro.
Yeah,
cause
yeah, that was fast. It was pretty fast too. Cause I mean,
icicle?
How much time did he have, man? Yeah.
I would have said like I tripped, bro, and mom would have been like, nah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you all remember the dogs ruining Christmas dinner in this movie?
No, bro, no. Yeah. Which speaking of them dogs, dude, you need to get rid of them dogs, bro, permanently. I don't know how much it. I don't know what it'll cost. Whatever it takes to put up some sort of fence and keep them Bumbus's dogs out. Cause, sweet Jesus, dude, that was a complete massacre in the kitchen when they stole the turkey. That was ridiculous.
Yeah, it was pretty awesome though when they went to the Asian restaurant though, and they got the sweet duck served to them with the head still.
Yeah,
on.
And then that
and
scene
then they
the
had like a little bit of racist singing,
like bloody
when they
milk,
were singing,
bro.
Like, racist Christmas carols or whatever. Yeah,
yeah.
So
pretty,
caution,
we get some
caution,
pretty stereo some stereotypes in that scene.
Right. So
some
although duck. Have you guys
that.
Ever had duck?
There is
ever,
that.
Have you guys ever had duck?
It's not good.
Duck? No.
No, I haven't.
Have you ever had duck? I kind of want to try duck. I bet it would.
I'm down for killing and eating all ducks though, because I don't really trust them.
You don't trust ducks. I mean,
especially nice. Ones that ducks are that cool. Are, nah, dude, because if they live by like some, you know, park or something where they used to being fed and you're just trying to get your run on, dude, and you don't have any breads, they come after you like demons. So
I talked to James about this, and it's because ducks think they're the apex predator. That's the problem with ducks.
They got that mindset, bro. They have that killer instinct.
They think they're top dog, and it's like, no, you aren't, bro. Yeah, you're just annoying.
Cool. Yeah, you're not paying your rent, bro. What are you doing?
I'll
you
want to
walk
you.
Across that street, you gotta pay, man. What's going
like,
on
come
here?
Come charge you, bro. They're wild.
Yeah. Hey, dude, you gotta respect the game, bro. Just respect the hustle, dude.
Word has it, getting back to A Christmas Story, is that you can actually stay in the house for a night. The Whoa. Christmas Story house. Yeah, that is a thing. That's it was cool. Filmed in Cleveland, Ohio. So if you make your way out to Cleveland... that might be an option.
Add that to the... Hey, that's going to number, like, 2 on the list already, bro. So, behind Rock and Roll
number 2.
Cleveland,
Ohio.
Behind Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, bro.
And even number 2, maybe number 1, though. I don't know.
Yeah, like, low-key. Anyway.
All right. Should we get it to the voting?
Yes.
Sure. Yeah. All
right. I'll start.
Let's do it. All right. Giddy up.
Christmas Story.
Before going into this, what were you thinking? Did you have a feeling you would be going one way or the other?
I was pretty much completely neutral. I didn't know what to expect. But Christmas Story, just because I'm such a sucker for movies like that. They'll pretty much get my vote at 100% of the time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's just that. But, Creepshow is awesome, though. Creepshow is awesome, but there's nothing like a movie that makes you smile all the way through.
that's a good way to put it. What are you saying, Rooster?
I will say that I'm probably gonna say the same movie because and I really wasn't sure. I was like on the fence, actually, because even after watching Creepshow, I was like, yeah, man, that is pretty good. But yeah, it's Christmas really Story is super good, and it's just like really almost perfect aside from the racism. And really, aside from that, I mean, it's pretty spot on.
Cut the last, like, 5-6 minutes.
Yeah, but, cut the last barely, dude.
Or just, like, have them bring out the duck, you know, and I don't know. Like, that part is maybe just, like, slight racism. That's just more of a cultural thing.
The jingle bells or whatever gots to go. The caroling.
And they went on for a long time, too. They thought that was a golden bit.
That's the only
anyway, flaw. But yeah, man, it was pretty good. It does get you in the feels. It goes at a good pace, and it does give you that feeling. So yeah, man, I do have to go with that. But it was close, man. It was close. What do you think? All right, so it is going to go to A Christmas Story. Well, James, and that's what you were saying too, right? Was it close?
Yeah, I was about to vote. After going into it, I had no idea. After I watched Creepshow, because we watched that first, I was kind of leaning towards Creepshow because I was like, dude, Creepshow's dope.
Right, yeah.
Christmas Story's probably cool, but there's no way it lives up to that. And then after watching Christmas Story, I mean, it literally is what we've been saying. It's those vibes. It's that nostalgia. There's something about it, you know, besides the racism at the end. And you kind of, I think you got to go Christmas Story on this one. Yeah.
You gotta go Christmas Story.
It is what it is.
All right, so Christmas Story advances to the next round, which we will be having shortly, probably in December, where we will have our later in the year tournament. Mm-hmm. We already had a mid-year tournament, so we have 6 movies advancing into the later rounds. But next up, we do have our final November matchup, and that's going to be 2013's Dallas Buyers Club against 1977's Close Encounters of the Third Kind.
Here we go.
So next time,
Dallas Buyers Club.
Yes,
this is I think McConaughey won Best Actor and Leto won Best Supporting Actor. In fact, I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure Leo didn't win Wolf of Wall Street because McConaughey in this.
So we will be able to see if Leo robbed or if it was it was justified.
I've seen it, and I mean, I don't blame him, even though I might take Leo, but I'm a stan. I have.
Oh.
Okay. I've not seen Close Encounters, though, at all. All right. The only thing I know about Close Encounters is that you can see an R2 unit on the spaceship in one shot.
There we have it.
That's so it. I know keep, that trivia.
Keep your eyes peeled for that. All right, then.
Yeah. That's going to do it for this episode. Blue Milk had to drop out early, but go check out Blue Milk on...
See you guys later.
Deuces.
Oh, deuce, guys.
Go check out Blue Milk on Twitter at Blue Milk. Is it
230?
Yeah. And then also go check out his podcast, the Blue Feather Podcast. Go check out me on Twitter at Pacey Mama. Go check out the pod on Twitter, HC Pod. Go check out the podcast on YouTube at Hellish Chicken Podcast. And go check out if you want to email us something. Our email is headlesschickenpodcast@gmail.com. I'll have all those links in the description, so just check there if you want any of them. But I think that's going to do it for this episode. Thanks for coming out, and we'll catch you in the next one. Deuces.